Let's get it pumping on the bottle.
Hi everyone. Hi Elke, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good.
How was your experience today?
Very exciting, yeah. It's always exciting to play live, more exciting for me than a DJ set. And, you know, in this place with this surroundings and this setup, yeah, it's just amazing.
But you told me that you even didn't look at this. I was
so focused on my set that I didn't even see the tide rise. It was just there all of a sudden. Yeah,
it was really a magical moment.
Yes,
with this Mary G. Blige remix in the end. What was the story behind this track?
It's a bootleg between my track, The Order van de Nacht, and the Mary J. Blige track. And someone that I know, Samaha, sent the mashup to me. Mm. And I liked it so much that I said, listen, we got to make something out of this, you know, make an official track out of it. So we did like a mashup of those two tracks.
And, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's going to go out soon.
Yeah, very soon, no?
Yeah, a couple of weeks. Yeah.
People went crazy on Twitch and Facebook about this track. How could you describe with your own words this place, the Mont Saint-Michel?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's an amazing place, you know. It's my first time here.
Yeah.
And just driving on the highway and seeing from so far away already, it stand out, you know, in the surroundings is already pretty incredible. And then being up here and, you know, like the echo we have here in this building, it's really, really cool. Really so amazing.
And do you think that this place fits well with your music? How does it fit with your music?
I think so, yeah, for sure. My sound is always like melodic and never really hard, you know, always sort of smooth. And I think with what we created here, you know, with all the beautiful imagery, and it goes really well together.
I totally agree. So let me check the questions from the online audience.
Yes.
Marjolien van Donk says, Elke, this is magical. A question. What other places do you love and are special and magical to you?
Ooh, that's a good one. Well, everybody knows, you know, in my own country, there's a couple of places. There's a Woodstock that I really love. Mm. Thuishaven is incredible. But also abroad, I love Argentina. I go there almost every year. It's always an amazing vibe. But also places like Stereo in Montreal. There's too many to mention, you know, but there's a lot of amazing places around the world.
Well, never been to Montreal.
If you go to Stereo, it's one of the best clubs.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, I'll do it. question from Caroline Maes.
Yes.
What were your moments of clarity of 2020?
Whew. It's a good one.
Good one.
I guess it was a hard year for everybody, but the things that I really enjoyed are some things that you normally don't take for granted. Like I was always away on birthdays and, you know, in the weekends and a lot of time away from my family. And in 2020, I spent, you know, so much time with the family and a little bit more with friends also. And yeah, that's really nice about that year.
Okay, I see. And question from Jenny Van Treco, speaking about the COVID. What is one positive lesson or habit from the lockdown you are looking to continue in post-COVID world?
I don't know. Just like a little bit like the previous question, you know, spend more time with family. And sometimes, maybe that's a good lesson. Sometimes you also have to say no to something, you know. Mm-hmm. And before, a lot of DJs will say the same thing. You're always on the road, always playing, you know, flying here, flying there, and then maybe come home for one day and then you're off again. And maybe we could do with a little bit less every now and then, you know.
You feel you played too much at some point?
Well, it's there were weeks when you are traveling one weekend and then a few days in between, and then you come back and you travel again and you come home for one day and then you go on holiday with the family. And as soon as you are back, you know, 2 days later again, you have a show somewhere. And it's amazing on the one hand, but on the other hand, it's not a bad thing to say no sometimes and take a little bit more time off, you know.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And I read also in one of your interviews that you said that you're trying now to at least stay one day to visit the place you are playing in.
Yeah. If it's a place I've never been before, I always try to add one more day and do a little bit of a walk, you know, and see some of the surroundings. And this is always really nice. Because in the first 10 years of my career, I didn't do it at all. And I've been to so many places where I just saw a taxi and a club, you know? It's a waste, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Let's speak now about your music. And, well, we speak a little bit about the Mary G. Blige bootleg, but about the track Mont Saint-Michel that you will release on Circle Records soon. What inspired you to make this track?
Well, you know, I knew this show was coming up, and of course I've never been here, so it's hard to when you're in the studio get the right vibe, you know. But I thought, okay, I'm gonna try and do a happy positive vibe. So it's a track in major key with a positive melody, and those were mostly the things that inspired me. And now tonight getting to play it here is really amazing.
Yeah, magical. Yeah. We really love it.
Thank you.
By the way, how do you choose your song's name?
Oh, that's a good one. Like, I always think about that quite hard. There's always a little thing that connects me or something else to the track. So some tracks are very easy and you have a name right away. And at other times I'm thinking for weeks and for weeks what I should call something. But if I have it, I know it is it, you know, but it can take a long time for me sometimes.
And I really love that you open your set with a track called Tide.
Tide, yes. Yeah,
that's amazing. And to end this interview, my last question, could you tell me what's your favorite quote?
Yes, it's a Dutch quote. Het gevaarlijkste is een grote gedachte in een klein hoofd.
And it means... Totally understood.
It means something like, the most dangerous thing is a big thought in a very small head.
Whoa, very interesting. Thank you so much, Elke.
Thank you.
We have a little tradition, it's the mystery box.
Yeah.
So a little gift that will be offered to you.
Thank you. I'm gonna... Ah, here we go.
It's a jersey.
Yes.
So in French, it's a marinière.
Yeah.
From a local company.
Yeah.
Maybe it will suit you well with this cold
weather. I am getting a little bit colder already, so I'm sure it will.
This is a gift from Attitude Manche, which is our partner here, who made this possible, and also Centre des Monuments Nationaux, and also the Abbey of the Mont Saint-Michel. So thank you very much to them to trust us for this project. We also have a very new thing, a new collaboration with an artist called Artside that we made especially for this show that will appear on your screen. This artist made this especially for this show. I hope you will like it. Let us know in the comments if you like this kind of collaboration and if you want to see this more and more on Circle. And I also wanted to thank all the production team and all of you for watching, and all our partners that will come up on the screen. Hope you like this amazing set and see you very soon. Bye-bye, guys.
Thank you very much.